From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation says there is no indication the gunman who killed 49 people and wounded more than 50 at an Orlando nightclub Sunday morning was directed from outside the U.S. or part of any kind of network. James Comey said investigators are highly confident Omar Mateen was inspired by radical Islamist groups and radicalized as in part on the Internet.
There are strong indications of radicalization by this killer and of potential inspiration by foreign terrorist organizations. We are spending a tremendous amount of time, as you would imagine, trying to understand every moment of this killer's path to that terrible night in Orlando, to understand his motives and to understand the details of his life.
The 29-year-old son of Afghan immigrants was shot and killed by police after a three-hour standoff following the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. The shooting has impacted U.S. presidential politics, with presumptive Republican Party candidate Donald Trump proposing a suspension of immigration from countries with a proven record of terrorism.
And although the pause is temporary, we must find out what is going on. We have to do it.
His likely Democratic rival, Hillary Clinton, said Monday, while Mateen is dead, the virus that poisoned his mind lives on.
And we must attack it with clear eyes, steady hands, unwavering determination, and pride in our country and our values.
However, she warned against demonizing all Muslims and called for tougher gun safety measures. The governments of Eritrea and Ethiopia traded accusations Monday, accusing each other of starting border clashes, a fresh reminder of an unresolved boundary dispute. An Ethiopian government spokesman, there were significant casualties on both sides of the incident Sunday. Calm was reported restored on Monday. This is VOA News. A Syrian rights group said an Islamic State counterattack on advancing Syrian government forces near the IS-held Tabqa airport left nearly 30 fighters on both sides dead. Tabqa lies about 50 kilometers east of the U.S. de facto capital, Raqqa. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry spoke by phone again with his Russian counterpart, Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, about the tattered cessation of hostilities. Mark Toner is a U.S. spokesman.
And the fact that it continues to be violated in multiple places around Aleppo, Deraa, and Latakia, and the fact that we still contend, and we have seen that the vast majority of these violations are being committed by the regime.
Toner said while Syria is going after terror groups like Nusra, the al-Qaeda affiliate, not covered by the cessation, they are also continuing to attack groups protected by it, including regions near the city Aleppo. Britain's Labour Party and a former prime minister came out for staying within the European Union ahead of next week's referendum on whether to leave or remain. New polls suggest growing support for leave ahead of the June 23rd ballot. Gordon Brown argued that close cooperation with Britain's neighbors is vital in dealing with problems such as extremism.
Terrorism is now a cross-border operation. And if you're going to deal with a cross-border operation, you need cross-border coordination. And you cannot solve the problem of tackling both terrorism and the causes of terrorism unless you're prepared to act with your neighbors.
World stocks have been slipping after several recent polls suggest the Leave campaign could prevail. Meanwhile, one of Britain's most popular newspapers, The Sun, Monday came out for leaving the European Union. In Turkey, another car bombing Monday in a town in the country's mainly Kurdish southeast wounded at least 9 people. The blast occurred near a housing block for civil servants working at a local courthouse. A curfew has been declared along the Pakistan-Afghan border following clashes at a border crossing that killed an Afghan guard and wounded several others, including civilians. Both sides blame the other for the incident. A ceasefire has been arranged. At least one soldier was killed, several security force personnel wounded, when an attack on a police post in northern Uganda was repelled. The attack Sunday comes amid lingering political tensions following the February re-election of longtime President Yoweri Museveni. Opposition leader Kizza Besigye claimed victory and has been charged with treason. He's currently being detained at a maximum security prison in the capital, Kampala. The military has detained dozens of soldiers and officers suspected of subversion. Scientists at the U.S. Space Agency NASA and San Diego State University discovered the largest planet outside our solar system that has orbiting two suns. The team of scientists made the discovery using the Kepler Space Telescope. The planet described is about the size of Jupiter. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.